Welcome to the Living the Dream podcast with Curveball. If you believe, you can achieve. Welcome to the Living the Dream with Curveball podcast, a show where I interview guests that teach, motivate, and inspire. Today, we're going to be talking about parenting as I am joined by spiritual teacher, Tessia Watson. Tessia focuses on the mother coming back to being the cornerstone of parenting. You know, she's a single mom, so she's going to be talking to her about how important parenting is and mothers. So Tessia, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's just such a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Why don't you start off by telling everybody a little bit about yourself?
Yes, of course. So my name is Tessia Watson. I'm French, originally from the Caribbean and from Africa, but born in France and raised in France. I currently live in London. It's been a couple of years now, 13 years. I have two boys, age 11 and 9 at the moment. So I'm an author. I wrote the book called Rejuvenated Moms Make Happy Kids. And the inspiration was to share my story as a mom, my journey, my experience to, help others, in their journey, and to just emphasize the fact that as mothers, we often don't really look after ourselves. We tend to live up, to live our life for our children, and we forget all about, ourselves. So I just want to emphasize in the importance to take care for yourself and to take time as well for yourself. And I strongly believe that when a mother is relaxed, well-rested, happy, she becomes the optimal parent to raise healthy and happy, thriving, children.
Well, you also created a bilingual child care program. So kind of tell us about that and how that came about and what it's all about.
Yes, it aligns as well with that message. And it's for mothers to have, a little break while the children can, be in a good hands, have fun, learn as well, being exposed to another language because it's bilingual. But it's the same idea. It's to provide a safe setting for the children, and it gives mother to have that time back for themselves.
Okay, and what is the name of it? And is it only local to you, or how
does
it work?
Yes, it's in London, so it's local, obviously, and. But the idea of this creation came because I was myself in this situation when I needed to have a break, to have some time for myself. And I started to look around to find solution because I decided to be a stay-at-home mom. And it was a personal decision and a happy one. But being with the child 24/7, it's a lot. After a while, it was just too much for me. So that's when I decided to research and to find a childcare setting. But the first, I would say, my first desire was to be a bit with myself. Knowing as well that, the toddler is, well cared for and happy where he is. So I couldn't find anything because you have childcare settings for children whom the parents, they need to go back to work. So it's open every day, morning, to till evening or afternoon. But for people, parents, who decide to care for their children for, couple of years, there's nothing because when you start to look around and you bumped on this, childcare setting, they ask you to register to sign up your child for at least few days or I don't know, 4 mornings. And if you took the decision, which I did, to be the main carer, you don't need the child to be full time there or even, part time there, like 4 mornings. You want to be as present as possible, but not 24/7 neither. So it's all about finding that, balance. And for me, it didn't work that type of setting because they're obviously customers are working parents. So the child is, interested for longer hours. So that's why I did it because I thought that in a way, stay-at-home moms, we are forgotten, There's nothing out there for us in terms of, childcare or, to just help us out. So if we don't do anything, then this will carry on. That's why I decided to create Les Petits Bélos. It's in French. You recognize the name. To just, start doing something, different and help mothers who took the same decision as me, to be stay-at-home mom.
Well, tell us about your book. Tell the listeners what they can expect when they read it, where they can get it, and why you decided to write it.
Yeah, so in the book, it's I just share my story and experience in and I just give practical ways to have a different motherhood journey. In my case, what I experienced is that I like a lot of awareness on how I could, manage or overcome challenges. And the first one that I had, and that's what I mentioned at the beginning of the book, is the issue with nights. When babies are really young, they don't sleep through the night, and it can be very difficult because you lack such a significant amount of sleep, and it's very difficult to operate or to function during the day. But in my case, obviously, I was aware because that's the reputation, that precedes babies. But mine was not giving me, 2 hours or 3 hours of break during the night, which is usually what happens. As soon as he was, fed, and I was just trying to put him in his cot, he was crying straight away, and this was all night long. So you don't have this 2 hour break or 3 hour break. It didn't happen for me like that. So I was just, so weary and exhausted, but I never thought that a solution could be available out there. It never crossed my mind. I never thought about it. And I just decided, that it's the way to go about it. You just to have to endure what's going on. And if you cry every night because you don't understand, that's okay. You cry every night because you don't understand, you suffer. And then at some point, sorry, it will pass. Well, That's what I did because I didn't know any better. In a couple of years, I've met a good friend. She's a good friend now, Mathilde, who she, the first day we've met, she just mentioned that she was a maternity nurse. So I said, okay, what's that? And she said, we're here to help parents overnight when they're struggling, with the baby. And we just, come to the house and just, take care of the baby while, they get some sleep. I couldn't believe this. I was completely shocked. It seems like, the world stopped at that moment. And I was like, what? And I just went back to the past and all the suffering. And, the idea of knowing now that this could have been avoided. I'm not saying that I will have hired someone from Monday to, Sunday, but I was really having a huge challenge here in terms of sleep. And even just one night or two would have made, such a big difference in my emotional state, physical state, and I was just not aware. But the service existed and the service was, out there. So it made me realize that the solution is always at our service. It's always out there. It's just the lack of, the lack of the ignorance, the lack of awareness that we don't even try to find it or to just, Yeah. And so that's why I wanted to share that. That's why that's the first one of the first thing that I share in the book. I know that parents, mothers will have, different, challenges. Maybe they won't have this one, but the principle remains the same. The solution exists. It's out there. And if you put yourself in alignment with it, in harmony with that fact, that idea, then you will start to move in action into action and you will start to attract that solution to you. It could have, it could have taken me like 1 minute to just, go on Google and research how can I, I can have some help with the baby not sleeping, something like that, whatever, I could have put on the search and I would have, solutions, few, answers or so, but I didn't even bother doing that because for me, there was no way, no solution, nothing. So that's something that I think is very important. Whatever you are going through, you have to get to that awareness that the solution exists. At least start thinking this way. And when you do, you start, seeking that answer. And the answer is starts to, come to you. So that was one of the main thing. And I share lots of different, experiences as well. I talk about rejuvenation practices. The book is called Rejuvenated Moms Make Happy Kids. And why is that? Is because, as I was saying a bit earlier, we tend to forget about ourselves, about, the thing that we love to do. And I think any mothers who are now currently, either, becoming a mother or have now, babies, they need to decide of what type of motherhood journey they want to experience. And I think we don't even go to the thinking space, of what I would like it, to be for me. We just go with the flow. We welcome the baby. We do everything that, the midwives, taught us about how to care for the baby. But nobody, taught us how to care for ourselves. So it doesn't even come to our mind to just even, think about that. And because as well, of the way we've been, you know, conditioned and, yeah, and programmed, it's sometimes you just even feel guilty if you even, you know, care for yourself and entrust the baby to someone else. So, but what, you know, sometimes we fail to realize is that if you're not you as a mother feeling, you know, good, feeling great, happy, you can't really, you know, be a present and attentive mother all day long or, you know, through all the week, because you just, you know, you have needs, you know, that you have to meet, and you meet them when you first acknowledge them. So it's really important to understand that there is no guilt in taking care of yourself, because it just makes you a better, you know, parent for your children when you do that, when you care for yourself. So I talk in the book about, you know, different rejuvenation practices, but it's all about, you know, what makes you feel new and whole again. So it could be anything, you know, that do that for you, that fuels you with positivity in any way. So it will be different from a mother to another, and it's up to you, literally. But I give example of what it could be. And I talk about, you know, rejuvenation for the body, for the mind, and for the spirit. So you have so many different techniques. And I just explained for the body, it's very common to think about exercising, you know, working out. But you have to consider as well a good amount of sleep. You have to consider, you know, eating well, drinking plenty of water. For the mind, I talk about prayer. I talk about, because through prayer, you can, you know, find comfort. You can find guidance as well. I think it's very valuable. And I talk about meditation as well. For the mind, I talk about reading, you know, a book. That was something that I loved doing. Because it's just, you know, helps you to be focused on just one thing, and you don't have all these thoughts about your children, you know, on your mind all the time. So I think it's a great way sometimes to escape a bit the chaos, you know, of your daily life, and to think about something else. I talk about, you know, going out as well, to, you know, with some friends. And I shared a story that I love to do lots of things before becoming a mother. And as soon as I became, I just stopped everything that I used to do. But those things that I used to do was part of me, was part of my identity. It's, you know, things that I literally enjoy, you know, doing. So it's just a reminder for people for mothers to remain connected to their core self and who they truly are. And no matter that beautiful decision that they've made to become a mother, you're not just a mother, you know, it's a new role that you have now, but you still, you know, a daughter, you still, you know, a friend, you still have dreams and hobbies, and you shouldn't, you know, put all of this aside and just leave for your children. Children are obviously learning through, you know, through what they see, what they experience, through imitation, and showing a child, you know, that you care for yourself, that, you know, you go for your dreams while, you know, being there for them, loving them, having fun with them. It's just the greatest example you can give to your children.
Tell us about any upcoming projects that you're working on that people need to know about.
So at the moment, the most important thing that is for me is to really get the message out there as much as possible. Make sure that, you know, there is an increase in awareness. So I'm currently really focusing my time on this at the moment.
Oh, at your website or your contact info so people can keep up with everything that you're up to.
Yes, definitely. So they can reach me at tessiawatson.com. So this is my website. And they can get a copy of Rejuvenated Mom's Makeup Kits on Amazon.
Okay, close us out with some final thoughts. Maybe if that was something I forgot to talk about that you would like to touch on, or just any final thoughts you have for the listeners.
Yes, I think one of the most valuable lessons I've learned through my journey as a mother is to listen more to my intuition. And I think that's something that I would love to just, remind listeners that you will have so many people telling you what to do and what not to do. But at the end of the day, you are the one knowing yourself better and knowing your baby or child better. So listen as well to your heart and what your inner voice is telling you, because it's telling you what is right or what is the direction you need to take. That's what I want to say.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, TessiaWatson.com, TessiaWatson.com. Be sure to check out everything that she's up to. If you know of any struggling parents or struggling mothers, follow, rate, review, share this episode to as many people as possible. If you have any guest or suggestion topics, cjackson102@cox.net is the place to send them. Thank you for listening and supporting the show. And Tessia, thank you for joining us and sharing this information with my listeners.
Thank you so much. Very grateful for the space.
For more information on the Living the Dream podcast, visit www.djcurveball.com. Until next time, stay focused on living the dream.